You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Lutheran schools are an excellent choice for many families. And in the St. Louis area, there's an organization that makes Christ-centered Lutheran education a reality for many families through scholarships and educator professional development. We're going to learn more about Lutheran Elementary School Association and their upcoming Brew in the Loo event in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining us in studio today, Amy Colvin. She's Director of Fund Development and Marketing for Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis. Amy, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here again.
It's great to have you back.
Yeah.
And Justine Eckhoff, she's a parent of multiple students at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. And one of them came along with you today as well. She's not a student yet, but Justine, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
We are so glad to have you here. And also joining us online, Laura Montgomery. She's Director of Education Resources for Lutheran Elementary School Association in St. Louis. Laura, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, Amy, we'll start with you. What does Lutheran Elementary School Association do for schools and families, students? What does LESA or LESA do in the St. Louis area?
Right. So our mission is to empower Lutheran schools, families, and church communities for dynamic Christ-centered education. But what that means, of course, is that we are raising money for scholarships so people can attend, so making access possible. It means we're training teachers in all levels and administrators to try to stay up on the most innovative techniques for educating these days. And also it means we're promoting Lutheran schools. And we're making sure that everybody understands what a great choice Lutheran education is. Most people say that Lutheran education, wherever you are, and we're one of the most condensed areas of Lutheran schools. We have 34 schools in Illinois and Missouri, the most condensed population of Lutheran schools anywhere in the world. However, we're still probably little known in some ways because people think of other systems or they think of independent schools. And so the best kept secret is what we say, of course, not little known. So we're still, we want people to know that that's a great choice for a private Christian education. And so that's, we spend a lot of time making sure, trying to make sure that we're a part of the conversation and education choices.
Absolutely. I know there's so many schools. I always forget how many they are until you give a number.
Right.
It's really,
I know,
impressive.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't have any data. Laura can contradict me, but I think the data is that we're the most concentrated anywhere in the world in terms of Lutheran schools.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. How do you do all this work?
By the grace of God.
Yes.
In ministry. And so we're so thankful to be able to do that. We're a registered service organization of the LCMS. So we certainly have the support of the Synod. But also we are asking for the graciousness of our partners in education who come out and say, I want to make sure that Lutheran education is innovative, accessible, and a good choice for everybody out there. So we do some fundraising events, which we'll talk about in a minute, but we also have just people who give of their hearts, and especially for the scholarships. One of the most impactful things is when people can do perhaps an endowed scholarship, which means if they can put down a certain amount of money, it will be matched, and then those funds will perpetually give back to our scholarship program for years to come. And that is a rising thing for us. So it's a great way to just put in a legacy, you know, for Christian education. If you believe in it and you've had a history of it, Justine's going to talk about her family's history about that. And so those legacies and those generations worth of investing in Lutheran education, we're one of the ways that we can make sure that that continues to happen.
Justine, you're a proud mom of multiple students at St. Paul's in De Pere here in the St. Louis area, St. Paul's Lutheran School. But I understand Lutheran schools didn't start with just your kids' generation. It started with you as well, right?
Yes.
Tell us about why Lutheran schools are important to you and how they made a difference for you.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. So I grew up in a Lutheran school in Illinois, and my husband did as well. However, his dad, my father-in-law, is a LCMS pastor. So he bounced around into many Lutheran schools around the Midwest region. So growing up, both he and I had a strong foundation with Lutheran education. Obviously, both from the aspect of having that solid education, but more so than that, it was the Christ-centeredness around it. We knew every day going into school that we were going to hear our prayers. We're going to be able to be alongside teachers who were also with us on church on Sundays. And so having that foundation for both he and I really just gave us such a firm foundation moving forward into the world that is maybe not quite so endearing at times to Christians. However, we knew that because of our background in it, that we were always going to be supported, and we had that faith and assurity through our Lutheran education. So whenever we started having children after we had gotten married, we both knew that Lutheran education was what we wanted for our children. And it has been just truly a blessing to our family to know every day that they're going into a school where they're going to hear the word of God, they're going to hear prayers, and they're going to feel the love and the support that is around them through the teachers and the faculty and other students and parents. And we are just truly so blessed in that.
How has being in a Lutheran school made a difference for your kids?
Actually, I was having a conversation the other day with my 9-year-old. She's my oldest. She's a fourth grader at St. Paul's this year. And we were talking a little bit about how we have support systems around us and the people who are supportive of us. And so we were talking about, you know, who is that to you? And so she mentioned, you know, I've got my mom and my dad and my siblings and kind of the core family members, you know, my grandparents and that. And then what she said next, and she goes, and I have my teachers and I have Principal Walker. And she started listing these teachers as her support system right after her family members. And to me, I mean, I almost, I think, started choking up in that moment to think about how she knows that these are the people, these are her community, these are the people who love her and care for her just as much as her parents do, being a part of that Lutheran school education system. And I can't say that we would have had that opportunity otherwise. And so for us, it's just the value of the Lutheran school education is beyond just the textbook education that they're receiving, which, you know, is also very quality as well.
Right.
Also very quality as well.
I think that's one of the big, great things about our school is we help, and Lisa, make sure that the academic excellence is there, but it's always been there. We just want to make sure that it continues. And sometimes people think they're compromising the academic excellence when they go to a private Christian school. And Lutheran schools, that's just not the case. My children were in Lutheran schools as well. And we know that they are academically prepared to do anything that they need to do in the world that they choose to do.
I know students at our Lutheran school where my son attends, when they leave eighth grade and go into high school, many of them test into higher levels than their peers coming from other schools just because of the preparation. So there is certainly some great rigorous academic work going on in Lutheran schools as well as that Christ-centered education.
Yeah, we get a lot of testimony that if people are then going into public school, that they get bored their freshman year after that, you know, because they're so far ahead of so many people. And so don't go into public school.
So I think we've made the case that Lutheran schools are certainly very valuable, academically rigorous, Christ-centered. They're hearing God's word every day. They get to pray together in their schools. You, Justine, mentioned the sense of community and the network of support that your children feel by being in that. And I'm sure as a parent, you feel that too, that network of support. You mentioned, you know, seeing teachers on Sunday morning. Like, how I know that how much I value that too, seeing that. Is it a sacrifice, though, to send your child? Do you have to make sacrifices to send your children to a Lutheran school?
Yes. Absolutely. So part of that sacrifice is looking at the gifts that we've been given and knowing that we have our needs met, maybe not necessarily, though, all of those wants. And so being good stewards with what we own can be a sacrifice at times because you can't always compare yourself to others. Everybody has different financial statuses and gifts and blessings that they've been given. And so part of being able to go to our Lutheran school is having the scholarships from the LESA and then an additional ones from St. Paul's as well in order to be able to send our children to the Lutheran school that has so much value for us. And so, yeah, we do definitely make sacrifices. We're always looking kind of at our budget and making sure that all of our needs are met and our giving is there. And then on top of that, being able to go to the Lutheran school through the scholarships is something that we are so thankful and appreciative of. We have 3 in school right now, and you might have heard the littlest one here will be a future alumni as well. So we do sacrifice a lot. It gets hard at times too. You know, our children will wonder why we can't have this or that, and we'll explain, you know, that we are so blessed with what we have, and we value what has been given to us, and that is the Lutheran education.
Yeah, tell us more about how Lisa makes all of this possible for your family.
Yeah, so we have a scholarship that we have applied for through LISA and been granted, I think, every year that we have been offered it. So with that scholarship and a scholarship from St. Paul's, we have a good portion of the tuition that is met. And then we also contribute to that tuition as well in order to send our children to school. And so we are just, I think, just so overwhelmingly thankful and graciously appreciative of the gifts that have been given with the endowment and with those who have left their legacy in order to continue to send our children to St. Paul's in the Lutheran education.
We are learning about Lutheran Elementary School Association. We're talking with Justine Eckhoff and Amy Colvin, as well as Laura Montgomery from Lutheran Elementary School Association. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth. How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're learning about Lutheran Elementary School Association, the work they do supporting families and schools, particularly through scholarships. And we're going to learn more about other ways that Lutheran Elementary School Association supports Lutheran schools and Lutheran education here in the St. Louis area. And now we've been talking with Justine about how scholarships have made a difference for her family, make it possible for her family to enjoy all the benefits of being a part of Lutheran school. There are, I'm sure, many families that look to LISA and their schools and other parts of their community to support them to be a part of Lutheran schools. How does Lutheran Elementary School Association support families with scholarships? Tell us about the scholarships that LISA provides.
So the average scholarship is $800, and you qualify to apply for the scholarship if your tuition to income ratio is greater than is 10% or greater. So when Justine was talking about their challenges and opportunities with this becomes, it's fine with one time, you know, our average tuition in Lutheran schools is about $6,000. So if you aggregate that over the 10 to 12 months, it's somewhat doable. But then you add the second child and then you add the third child and you quickly are accelerated into my tuition rate is more than 10% of my income. And that happened to us as well. Before I was an employee of LISA, I was a scholarship recipient for our family. It was when we added the second one on that it got a little bit challenging. But you don't want education for just one of your children, right? You want it for all of them. And so long ago, LISA, 21 years ago, LISA was founded to make sure that access happened for people. And over the 20 years that we have grown, this is one of our biggest years. We've been able to support 700 children. So 1 in 8 in all of our Lutheran schools are supported by our scholarship funds. And that's $588,000 this year. And so we feel like hopefully we're contributing to the success and the Christianity of all of the families that we're hoping to support. It's because of our partners in education that also believe in that that scholarship opportunity and that opportunity to be in Christian schools.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And that number is really, really impressive too.
Well, and 700 is the most we've supported in many, many years. Yeah. So again, those partners in education coming alongside us to make that happen is a really a blessing, God's blessing
yeah.
in all of our hearts.
Yeah. Now, Laura, LISA does more than just scholarships. Can you tell us more about the ways that LISA helps Lutheran schools in St. Louis?
I'd love to. As Amy mentioned, we have 34 elementary schools. And Amy, I believe you're probably right that I think we are the largest concentration of Lutheran schools in any one metropolitan area. And when you count the 4 high schools and soon to be 5 high schools coming on in our metro, I mean, that brings us to 39. That's pretty amazing. So we're blessed to have this great community. And we have about 500 teachers serving in all of those elementary schools. And so it's my pleasure to put together things like professional development opportunities. Last month, we came together, and it's just so amazing when you bring that many teachers together in one place. It's like a big fun reunion in some ways. And this is a very joyful experience. We were able to bring in faculty from Concordia Irvine to this event. So we learned about servant leadership, uses of AI in the classroom for teachers, mental health, the science of the reading, those types of things. We also provide professional development for our principals a few times a year. So leadership topics. Soon we'll be having a discussion on like crisis communication, something that no one really wants to think about, but what we need to be prepared for. Leadership topics like that. We also have teachers that help us write our curriculum guides that integrate our Lutheran faith, which is really important because in this changing landscape almost of a mix of Lutheran and non-Lutheran educators in our schools, they're all Christians, but not necessarily Lutheran. And so we want to provide guidance on how we can integrate our Lutheran faith into not just our Jesus time or our religion time, but across all the curriculum areas. We also have, we support STEM programming. We have six different now options of Lego lending kits, say schools can check out for 3 weeks for as early childhood, the littles. We have some sets that use Duplo blocks all the way through eighth grade, where they're learning programming and pre-engineering skills, those types of things. And new this year, really excited about this. One of our schools is getting going with an aerial indoor drone program. And we hope to have a competition in the spring with these aerial drones. And what a great skill. You can think of many, many different areas of that industries and professions that use drones nowadays. So getting kids started with that is a great thing. So we have some great supporters that help us support our schools in that way with STEM education. And finally, just even we're kind of a repository because we have so many schools. Last year, we compiled a list that's on our website of a bunch of mental health and wellness resources that are available to our schools. We know that mental health is a critical thing these days, and there's lots of need there. And there seems to be a shortage of counselors available for our schools. So we have other resources out there that teachers can tap into for classroom education, those types of things. So, and then also marketing resources is another way we support our schools. And Amy really can speak to that better. That is more her position. But you know what, Amy, I'll turn it over to you.
Oh, well, thanks. It really is. We talked about it just a little bit earlier that we're just trying to make sure that people know that Lutheran Schools is a good alternative out there for education. And part of what Laura was talking about, I think one of the most special things that we do as an association is that faith-based curriculum, which we update every 5 years. And Lutheran Schools are not regulated on the type of curriculum that they can use. And there's lots of things that they integrate, which is exciting, which gives them a lot of opportunities to be excellent and bring in new ideas. But the faith-based is something that I think everybody seeks. And people will say, how do you integrate faith-based into PE? And they do that every year. We just did music and art this summer, and last year was PE. And so we have a curriculum for every subject area, which is exciting and real feather for schools that we can support them with.
That is a long list of resources available from one organization, from scholarships for families to professional development for educators and other resources. I would like to borrow the Lego kit.
Same. Sure. I think we need some of those here.
No, we can bring it by any day. A ton of fun. Let's do that. Let's make a date.
We don't want to keep them from the schools, but maybe need to go one of the schools where they are. So we don't want to keep them out of the schools.
Great resource. Day.
It's staff development day.
Yes, that's what it is. Let's do it.
So a lot of resources that that come out of Lutheran Elementary School Association. How do you make this happen? It takes a lot of support to make that happen. happen.
It takes a ton of support to make it happen. And one of the ways that, you know, we have our auction every year, which provides us $300,000 of support. And then, of course, we do Brew in the Loo, which is the most fun. And it's a local, a local Oktoberfest. That's what it started at. It's very much a part of our German Lutheran heritage, as well as the St. Louis heritage. It's a blending of those two things. And it's really grown over the years. And we have 2,000 attendees every year. We have nearly 100 vendors this year.
Wow.
And we have the Funky Butt Brass Band as our entertainment, which I always have to say very slowly. Can't get my tongue rolling on that one too quickly. And it's just a great afternoon of fun. It's certainly a Lutheran reunion. My boss and I argue. I say, well, it's at least 50% Lutherans that are attending. And she said, how do you know that? I said, I just look around. I don't actually have data, but I just look around. But it's certainly something that's open to the public. And it's just it's a fun way to support what we do at LISA while also honoring all those heritages that we talked about. I mean, sometimes people don't connect the two, that we're supporting Lutheran education. We try to talk about it a lot. But, you know, sometimes you just need to have a lot of fun, you know, and enjoy each other and enjoy your heritage. And so that's what we do every year. And this is going to be our 13th year of doing Brew in the Loo.
Wow. That's awesome.
Heading for 15 for sure.
Tell us more about what people need to know if they're thinking about going. What are some of those things that people need to be thinking about as they're making plans?
Sure. Well, they just need to think about that we have lots of opportunities for everybody. We definitely have the craft brewers. Mm-hmm. We have lots of spirit choices, bourbons, and all those kinds of things. But we also have non-alcoholics this year. Mm-hmm. Wellbeing Brewing will be with us, as well as some of the brewers or craft brewers are bringing non-alcoholic auctions, which have been, people have been asking us for those. They want to come. And then we have a designated driver ticket, so you can come and say, I'm not going to drink. We give special bracelets. And be the designated driver, or you could only the non-alcoholic options. And so those are things to think about. We have food trucks. There's plenty of food to buy, but there's also plenty of free food. Alusha's Pizza and Dogtown Pizza both graciously come every year and provide us free pizza slices so everybody can balance a little bit of the alcohol within. And a lot of our schools are there. St. Paul de Pere will be there with Sliders and CCLS and Abiding Savior. And I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not going to know them all off the top of my head. St. John's Arnold will have pretzels. St. John's Ellisville will have chili. So something for everybody, free food, plus great options for buying food, retail vendors. I think that's what makes this event fun. I mean, compared to other Oktoberfests, we say we're the best fall festival in St. Louis or the best Oktoberfest because we have such a variety of things. I mean, I've attended other beer festivals and it's just the beer. You know, maybe a little nosh, not nearly enough usually. But we have something that is good for everybody. And so it's totally worth the ticket price and the time that you can get there.
Yeah.
And the homebrew horseshoe is very popular. Don't forget our homebrewers.
Thank you, Laura. That's why we're such a team at LISA. Fitzer Property Group, a homebrew horseshoe this year. We are the largest gathering of homebrewers in any Oktoberfest. There are lots of other Oktoberfests or beer festivals have one home brew club. We have 8. And so we have all of, and then it's a people's choice. So you can go and sample and vote for your best one and somebody wins a trophy for that. So you will not come to Brew in the Loo and not have fun. And if you do, I don't know what else to do.
How do we find tickets?
Brewintheloo.com.
That was pretty easy. L-O-U. Yes.
L-O-U. See, actually, somebody has been spelling it L-O-O.
Oh,
I've had different Loo. Brew in the L-O-U.
Different event.
You can find it at Brew in the Loo. Our guest today, Amy Colvin, Director of Fund Development Marketing, Lutheran Elementary School Association in St. Louis. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Justine Eckhoff, parent of multiple students at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, proud mom, and a special guest in studio with us today, hanging out. Now she's laughing. Justine, thank you so much for being our guest in studio.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share how grateful I am for the work of LESA and the donors and the scholarships that we've received. I truly, truly appreciate it on behalf of my family.
Also joining us, Laura Montgomery. She's Director of Education Resources for Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis. Laura, thanks for being our guest today.
It was my pleasure.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.